I'm just checking the audio. Can you smoke on the stage? Okay, we've decided to do something a little a bit wild right now.
We're at Longitude, if you cannot tell.
Yeah, there's a little bit of background noise. Oh yeah, it's BLK. You ready? Welcome to Longitude 2024, girls.
Episode 11, here we are.
Of two bonus episodes.
Bonus episode of episode 10.
Yes, two girls.
And a baby.
But we are without the baby. It's just Megan.
And Jay.
For the first time in a long time, we're having Megan and Jay time.
Woo!
Anyways, enjoy a bit of BLK and we'll catch up at the end of you. Give us more. We don't fancy BLK. Okay, we are on our way to the Heineken stage, but we have to actually fill you in at the start of the story because we didn't vlog our whole trip until we actually realized we should, because we were actually having such an entertaining time. So to just give you a little bit of a refresh, right, we were meant to leave.
You walked in the door.
Yeah, so, oh my God, yeah, actually.
No,
I only said this to Jade earlier. When I walked in to Jade's house earlier, because I was getting ready in Jade's house for Longitude, we decided, like, it's so much better to get ready together, we have so much fun. But when I walked in that door, you know when you get home and you see your dog who you haven't seen in a while, and they're like a puppy and they're so excited to see you. You know what I mean? That was Jade when I walked in that door, and I'll never forget how happy she was to see me. And like, I was so happy to see you too, like Jade also, like, but like your face
like
is just so excited.
Forever.
I know, and it had been a while because,
and I didn't talk to you all week.
Yeah, and I've had a really, really long day, so I feel like I've been away for like more than a week. And yeah, because I didn't have my phone, like.
Megan, sorry, she's wearing no knickers.
Okay. Look, let's just say the outfits here are very questionable. We can tell our age, I think, in ways, based on the outfits and the trends that are going on.
I think half these people don't have mothers. My mother wouldn't let me out like that now.
Oh, I'd say they all got ready somewhere else. You know that kind of way? Sneak out. But anyways, back to the story. I arrived at Jade's house. Little puppy excited to see me. We got ready. Jade made us coffee.
Yeah, we had coffee and a whisper on the way up.
Yeah, and we were meant to leave at 1. We left at like 2:10. But we weren't in any rush because it was raining.
So then we had great chats all the way. Then we left.
Yeah, we left and we had like great chats, yeah.
But we also stayed in the car because it was raining.
Yeah, so when we arrived here, it was like 4:00. And it was lashing. And we're both in like fairly like no legs out outfits.
And arms.
And like summer basically outfits that you wouldn't want to be cold in. So we're like, we're not going out in the rain, we're not risking that. So we didn't really mind.
No, we sat in the car and had a great time.
We did, we had like the best time ever.
I had so much fun in that car.
So then when we left, we were like, we didn't really know where we were parked, and we also didn't know what way we were going to get in, because there was no signs really.
I fully forgot about this part.
Yeah, like this is the start of like how we got in here. Now, bear in mind, right, we've paid for 2 tickets to come here today. We got these, like, in January, because I was skiing when you told me the tickets were going on sale on the Friday.
Okay, yeah, so we've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got here, walked in, and we were walking out of the car park. And we just walked, and we followed kind of the route, I suppose.
Yeah, it was basically a one-way street.
Yeah, and we walked in, and then we ended up walking in this exit by the boys' bathrooms. And we're like, when are our tickets going to be checked?
Tickets were never checked.
No, they were never checked. So we essentially, accidentally
snuck into Longitude.
Yeah, we didn't mean to.
But I'm not complaining about it either.
No, me neither. But also, we should probably give our tickets away. But we kind of had a bit of a chat about this. And we're like, will we put it up on Instagram? Will we see if someone wants to take our tickets? But then we kind of decided,
we're not 12.
No, and like none of our friends are going to want to be here. It's a very, very young festival. But like, we're not complaining, we're having a fucking great time.
But yeah, we fully in the car were contemplating whether we'd be the oldest people here.
But we're not.
Thankfully we're not.
No, we're not. We bumped into older people and we were chatting to other people. And then we would get into the next story, part of the story. So we went up to the Smirnoff bar because I wanted to get a little drink for myself. And when we went up, that was grand, ordered my drinks. Jade ordered an extra drink for me because you're only allowed to get 4 drinks. So she just ordered an extra one. And actually, the lady behind us in the queue, Joanna's Smart Festival tip, let's give them that.
Bring reusable bottles so that You put your drinks in it and you don't carry them around.
Yeah, so essentially just get two water bottles, like, you know, not even plastic ones, get two proper ones, and like you can tie them to your wrist and you can use them with your drink in it rather than carrying around a cup and it's spilling everywhere.
So anyways,
I bought a water so I could do that. And then he was asking me for my ID and I was like, really? But he was actually taking the piss, but I didn't realise.
And Megan was searching in her bag for her ID, and then he was like, he was tapping numbers into the card machine, so I can understand why it was confusing as well.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
And then the two men at the bar, boys at the bar, started laughing, and we were like, what the fuck, why are they laughing at us? And it, pizza,
oh my God, we've been looking for pizza, let's keep going. And then, no, but then I was like, I'll tap, and he was kind of like waving me on. And then you were like,
and I was like, Megan, he's joking. And then he was like, literally, just get out of here.
Yeah, so essentially, we got all of our drinks for free.
And into Longitude for free.
So, yes, that is how you do it. I know, I'm only messing, but this has just been fantastic. We do not know. Like, you couldn't plan this.
Well, no, we didn't plan it whatsoever, but we did follow the car park signs for production.
Yeah, like, we were actually leaving, right? And Jade was like, I'll put on the mask when we get to Dublin. We got to Dublin. And, like, I'd be panicking. Like, if I was driving, I would have the whole route planned out. Parking, sitch. But I know when I'm with Jade, we're going to get parking wherever we go.
And as close to the door as possible.
Yeah. And we did that, and we came in behind the main stage, accidentally, for free.
But also, the whole time we were walking, there was no one else around in, like, festival clothes. They were all in, like, work clothes.
We thought we were in the wrong place to be Jade.
And then the fact that we just got in and not one person questioned us. Oh, look at the queue.
Yeah, it was weird. Oh, no. How bad do we want pizza? Sure, look, it's grand. I don't mind queuing.
Nah, me neither.
Okay, let's go.
And look, if it ever rains, we have cover.
Deadly. Is that this new era? Anyways, we're queuing for pizza. We'll catch up with you in a bit. Bye. Two peas in a pod is what's going on. Oh, God. What? Oh, no. Anyways, it's two peas in a pod because it's two girls in a cubicle bathroom.
On the pod.
And if there's toilet roll in here, take the first layer off and then use the toilet roll and then take a few squares with you just in case in future when you get to Portaloo.
Just take a few.
Oh, yeah, go hard or go home, I suppose. Think of future Portaloo yourself. Think of you in the future when you're at Portaloo and there's no toilet roll. If there's toilet roll, take some.
And also, another tip, when you're done peeing and you need to flush, use the toilet roll to touch the flusher.
Yeah, because you don't want to get those germs on your hand. And another tip, if you want to add this, when you're trying to hover over the toilet seat, put your back hand on the back wall and, like, hold that there to hold you up. And there we are flushing now. Flushed away. Good night. Two girls leaving the pod. Now we'll report back in, but like it's we're leaving the cubicle.
Yeah.
Portaloo. Oh, it stinks. Okay, bye. So we have met two lovely girls, right? Who thought originally one of them thought I was 19, the other one thought I was 21. How do the other think you were?
I would also say 21.
Well, I look 19 to you and 21. Well, I'm 26 and Jade is
23.
And we have met these lovely girls who said we look really young, and their names are Sarah and I forget your name.
Julia.
Say hello.
Hello, guys. Hello.
Oh, I'm resuming the last recording. So we're just checking in again.
What was the resume?
I feel like we were kind of sat in this position when those girls came over to us. We sat back down again. We got up to, like, go for a little wander.
Yeah.
And now we're resuming.
Who were we listening to? Belters Only, were they on?
I think so, yeah,
ride?
They're off now. But we're waiting for Becky Hill, and the sun is shining.
And it's just delightful.
I swear my life, I manifested this.
I believe in you did.
I believe I did as well, because I did it last week from hell. But we just want to, I don't want to be judgmental, but fashion is crazy at the moment.
Everyone just looks the same. It's mental. Everyone's wearing the same style thing.
And, like, I know I've been young, but, like, there's a lot of, I don't know, a lot of stuff is a bit too revealing. Like, but everyone, but I don't want to be dissing people, each to their own, but I'm just, it's just crazy the change in fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad that I didn't have this.
Me too. Like, everyone's either in cowboy boots, lingerie, or knickers, like, with nets over.
Yeah,
there.
Like boxer shorts. Yeah, it's just crazy. Anyways, yeah, we're having a great time though. The sun's shining
and Central Sea is not far off.
No, he's like an hour away. How are you feeling?
I'm very excited.
Right, sun is shining. We report back soon. Like, there is someone with boxer denim shorts on, like.
I've never even seen such a thing.
I just don't get, right, when people make bad fashion choices, why don't their friends tell them? Like, I would hate if my friends let me out looking certain ways. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be bad, but, like, honestly, there's people, like, I'm like, how did your friend let you out like that?
And also, how did your mother? I've literally seen more bum here than I've ever seen in my whole life.
No, same.
Like, the amount of bum, like, you wouldn't see it if you went to the freaking swimming pool every day. And
you literally wouldn't see it at a nude beach, I swear my life. And I've never been to a nude beach, but I can imagine. Like, it's insane.
I was at one.
Insane. And, well,
I saw a lot of bum there too.
And how much bum versus, I'd say, amount more.
No, probably more here, to be fair, yeah.
Insane. Like, your bums are good, but put them in. Like, some of them aren't good. I want to mess up.
Put some pants on.
Put some pants on, okay? Anyways, bye. Hello. Just reporting in. Central C is getting ready to come on the stage, I hope.
Yeah, we're munching on buenos.
Yeah. Munching on some buenos, and someone turned around as we were chatting and was like, are you from Beat?
So we think she listens to the pod, and if you do and that was you, you're just the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, hello. And that's so cool that someone actually just was like, are you from Beat? And we're just standing here at a festival.
So we've decided this is our made it moment.
Yeah, we have made it. So thank you, universe.
Thank you, girl from Longitude.
Yes, amazing. And she's from Waterford.
And thank you, Central C.
Yes, thank you, Central C. We'll see you soon. So we are currently trying to leave Marley Park.
We weren't allowed out the way we came in, which is a little bit upsetting.
Yeah, we didn't have production passes. So we know.
We shouldn't have been allowed to park in the production car park.
No, and now we have to try to figure how to get back to the car park.
But a worker told me that you can get there this way, so we're apparently going in the right direction.
And luckily enough, I took a video when we were in the car when we got here. So we do have a location-ish.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to figure out how we're going to get here.
But I had the best time of my life.
So did I. And now I can't wait until we get some footage.
And I can't wait to be in my bed, but it's going to be my first time not sleeping in the same home as my child.
I know, in 6 weeks.
In 6 whole weeks.
It's mad. We're having a Megan and Jay date the fullest.
Yeah.
And you're marking some milestones while doing so.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is mad. How are you feeling?
I'm okay. I'm trying not to think about it, but I feel like when I get home, I'll be sad.
Yeah,
I'll be happy, but I'll be missing them.
Yeah,
but you'll probably have a great sleep.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, it'll be worth it. When you wake up, think about how fresh you'll be.
I know, and then I can wake up and just get them.
Yeah, and you can be 100% mommy.
Yeah, that's so true.
Not 50% mommy.
If I had to wake up now at like 2 in the morning or 6 in the morning to give them a bottle, I think I'd be really unhappy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be floored by the time I get home.
Yeah, so all in all, we had a great time. And you're lucky that we have to go home and get to chill out together.
And that was the life of Enzo update too.
It is. So yeah, hopefully we'll find a pizza or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
I was just saying I'm excited to chill out with you.
Whoa,
right,
what
would we go here?
I don't know, right? Let's get up the map. Okay, right now.
Bye pod.
Bye pod. Okay.
We never ended our
vlog.
Our vlog
or whatever you want to call this,
our
yesterday.
Voice note vlog.
Yeah, when we left the festival, we ended up going for a little pizza.
Yeah, because that was one thing in it that you might have noticed that halfway through the podcast, I screamed pizza because we had been talking about pizza all day long and looking for pizza all day long.
And then you saw a pizza stall.
And then finally, we saw a pizza stall.
We've actually listened back to this whole thing and before we even put it together. And it just, I don't know.
Pissed ourselves laughing.
Yeah, I hope you laugh at it as much as we did.
We couldn't stop laughing at it.
No, for like a good 10 minutes last night.
There was a lot of funny parts. What was another one?
Oh, when we were talking about how many years ago it had been since
the Post Malone mosh pit.
Yeah, and you were like, it was 8 years ago for me. It was 8 years ago.
So it was 4 years
and
ago
I,
for me.
Yeah, what was I on about? How was 8 years ago for you, 4 years ago for me? Like, why am I half in the time?
I don't know.
I'm just like in my own little world with my age.
Your years are 6 months long.
They must be. So,
but yeah, that's our bonus episode.
That's our bonus episode.
We hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Yeah, we will be back Wednesday with a brand new episode. But we hope you enjoyed this little surprise. And
Yeah,
we really enjoyed ourselves, actually.
Yeah, we had a great little
and, like,
time.
And getting out of the festival was kind of handy too.
Yeah, it was so grand. There was a bit of traffic, but like nothing crazy. We left at what? The festival ended at 10:30.
We were in the car at 11:20. Then we stopped in Tala to get pizza and we were back by like 2:00.
We were back at 2:15.
Which is doing really good for time.
Yeah, bed then at 3:00.
Yeah.
Sorted. Back with baby Enzo. Two girls and a baby again.
Back again. And we'll chat to you Wednesday. If you like the pod, be sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and give us a follow on Insta at Two Girls and a Baby. Chat to you Wednesday.
Yeah. Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye.